CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news. The NYPD says a pickup truck in Lower Manhattan has plowed into a group of pedestrians, killing at least two people. Mayor Eric Adams.
It doesn't appear at this time that this was terrorist-related.
Seven others have been hurt near the Williamsburg Bridge on the other side of the island from the Macy's fireworks display. A person of interest is in custody. In Washington, D.C., a musical performance, fireworks, and as WTOP's Jimmy Alexander reports on this July 4th.
People from all around the world line Constitution Avenue here in the nation's capital to the National Independence Parade, including this couple from down under.
We just wanted to experience Independence Day in its capital, in all its glory.
The Australians like what they see.
And what we're loving is just all the different cultures, the showmanship of everybody. It's phenomenal.
There are no fireworks allowed in the Oroville, California area, where a wildfire that started 2 days ago forces thousands to evacuate. It's now 29% contained. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
The massive wildfire burning near the town of Oroville, California, has consumed at least four structures. But there's another toll. Eight firefighters here have suffered heat-related injuries.
Standing outside here in this heat, how does it feel to you?
If you were to put on all your winter gear to go skiing in 110 degrees, go do some yard at your house. That's what it's like. They're doing arduous, hard activity in multiple layers of clothing.
Most of California is trapped in an unrelenting heat dome.
Hurricane Beryl has just strengthened back into a storm as it nears Mexico's peninsula after leaving a trail of destruction across the eastern Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center said that Beryl now has a maximum winds of 115 miles per hour and is about 160 miles east-southeast of Tulum, Mexico. The United Kingdom is bracing for a major shift in power. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in London says exit polls are showing a landslide win for the Labour Party.
Its leader is Sir Keir Starmer, a human rights lawyer, and unless every poll in the land is wrong, he will be Britain's new prime minister by this time tomorrow. The outgoing prime minister, Rishi Sunak, called this election in a downpour back in May and then saw poll after poll rain on conservative dreams of staying in power.
President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu discuss a deal for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, with Israel announcing it's sending a high-level delegation to Doha for new talks. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High-impact protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code Horton to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text Horton to 511-511. Text Horton to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Americans are celebrating the 4th with fireworks, and as CBS's Nancy Chen reports,
there were 9,700 fireworks-related injuries last year and 8 deaths. Those numbers are down from the pandemic year. When more Americans use fireworks at home instead of heading to crowded professional displays.
We've seen the numbers go down, which is great, but there's still way too many injuries and deaths.
Alex Hohensarek is chair of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Even legal fireworks you find in stores can be dangerous if not used properly.
If you wouldn't give a kid a blowtorch, you really shouldn't give him a sparkler either.
Of course, you can always head to a public display and leave the fireworks to the professionals. Nancy Chen, CBS News, New York.
Delta Airlines is investigating after spoiled airline food made some people sick. A Delta flight from Detroit to Amsterdam was diverted to New York's Kennedy Airport yesterday, where 14 of the 287 people on board were treated by medical personnel. No one was hospitalized. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mother Nature following up the fireworks display with her own fireworks, with showers and storms around in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s and light south winds. Mostly cloudy, mid-70s Friday, with more storms in the afternoon. Currently 71 degrees.
We'll be right back. The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand.
Doesn't seem to be anyone. Tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
What's going on? I'm Phil Briggs, a Navy veteran and host of the weekly radio show and podcast, CBS Eye on Veterans. We talk lately about Chuck Norris, and there's this video I saw of him hitting the pads, and he looks great. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt, working out, staying active, and feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's strong, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over. Sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements and when it comes to health, this has actually helped me personally. So if you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code SHOP or text SHOP to 511 and claim 40% off. They've even got a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text SHOP to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and text fees may apply.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you.
That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Change, change, change.
Thank you.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do?
Ooh.
Who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir. When I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name,
oh, man.
Say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling?
Oh, man.
I'm a consummated man.
Oh,
Listening to our timeless hits on 100 AM WRJN. Welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Taco Festival turns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out. King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe. The neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Tragedy on this Independence Day. A pickup truck drove into a crowd of people celebrating New York Police Chief Jeffrey Madrey.
At this time, we have 9 people who are struck. Right now, two of them are confirmed DOA.
The driver is suspected of being under the influence. The president and vice president celebrated the 4th of July out the White House. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
With a crowd chanting.